Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
We must go to Jesus Christ. Grace reigns through righteousness to bring eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Romans 5:21. The church is packed. The organist plays reverently. The smiling groom awaits his bride. And here she comes down the aisle, dress tattered and torn, face streaked with grime, anything but the picture of beauty. Yet the groom lovingly cleans her up and then receives her. That's the picture of Christ, who is both groom and groomer, and his church. The same gift of grace that saves is a gift of righteousness that purifies, as Ann Ross Cousin explains. Walk with Ann Ross Cousin, a poet and hymnist who wrote Sods, "The sands of time are sinking. Oh, I am my beloved's, and my beloved is mine." He brings a poor, vile sinner into his house of wine. I stand upon his merit. I know no other stand, not e'en where glory dwelleth in Emmanuel's land. The bride's eyes are not her garment, but her dear bridegroom's face. I will not gaze at glory, but on my King of grace, not at the crown he giveth, but on his pierced hand. The Lamb is all the glory of Emmanuel's land. Today's New Testament reading is Romans chapter 5, verses 12 through 21.
Therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin, and in this way death came to all people because all sinned. To be sure, sin was in the world before the law was given, but sin is not charged against anyone's account where there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from the time of Adam to the time of Moses, even over those who did not sin by breaking a command, as did Adam, who is a pattern of the one to come. But the gift is not like the trespass. For if the many died by the trespass of the one man, how much more did God's grace and the gift that came by the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, overflow to the many? Nor can the gift of God be compared with the result of one man's sin. The judgment followed one sin and brought condemnation, but the gift followed many trespasses and brought justification. For if by the trespass of the one man death reigned through that one man, how much more will those who receive God's abundant provision of grace and of the gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ? Consequently, just as one trespass resulted in condemnation for all people, so also one righteous act resulted in justification and life for all people. For just as through the disobedience of the one man the many were made sinners, so also through the obedience of the one man the many will be made righteous. The law was brought in so that the trespass might increase, but where sin increased, grace increased all the more, so that just as sin reigned in death, so also grace might reign through righteousness to bring eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
The church is the bride of Christ, and in Christ, the bride becomes beautiful with a purity acceptable to God. The dirt of sin and the curse of death cannot be removed in any other way. Christ is preparing for himself a bride that is cleansed, spotless, holy, and without blemish. Grace leading to righteousness. Unmerited favor leading to upright behavior. They go hand in hand for the one eagerly
preparing
to meet the Lord.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.